Tom C. McKnight, Jr. This is a neurological report on patient Catherine Bernard, B-E-R-N-A-R-D. Address is 546 Park Hill Street, P-A-R-K-H-I-L-L, Colusa, California, 95932-2517. Date of birth is 5/21/1952. Phone is 530-458-5601. ID XXXXX8636. Date of birth is 5/21/1952. 71-year-old married woman. Insurance is Medicare. / National Guardian Life. Pharmacy is the Veterans Administration -Chico. It is addressed to Dr. Gregory Burt, B-U-R-T, M-D, Internal Medicine. Family Medical Center, 900 Tharp, T-H-A-R-P, Road, Yuba City, California, 95939. The clinical indication is neurological evaluation with history of cognitive decline. Dear Dr. Burt and professional colleague, thank you for referring Catherine Bernard. New paragraph, Catherine was seen for initial intake on May 22nd, 2023, reporting a history of cognitive impairment. New paragraph, she gave an additional medical history of alcohol use and abuse in the past, with only recent tapering of alcohol, eliminating the ingestion of hard liquor, taking wine and beer. New paragraph, she's been evaluated and treated with findings of vitamin D and vitamin B12 deficiency, for which she's receiving therapy. New paragraph, she completed the NIH quality of life questionnaires for evaluation, revealing problems with some difficulty in organizational skills and communication. New paragraph, a sleep disturbance with nocturnal arousals with pain, initial insomnia, daytime somnolence. Increased nocturnal tension. And having to avoid or cancel activities because of tiredness. New paragraph, she demonstrated a reduction in her sense of well-being and positive affect. New paragraph, she describes moderate levels of fatigue. New paragraph, she describes moderate levels of anxiety. New paragraph, describes mild to moderate levels of depression. New paragraph, she describes mild to moderate levels of cognitive dysfunction. New paragraph, she describes slight to mild reductions in her ability to participate in social roles and activities. New paragraph, she describes mild dissatisfaction with her social roles and activities. New paragraph, she describes slight difficulty in upper extremity motor function. New paragraph, she describes some slight difficulties in lower extremity mobility function. New paragraph, she did not indicate any sense of self-stigmatization over her problems. New paragraph, laboratory studies are being drawn and are pending. New paragraph, MR imaging of the brain accomplished in Yuba City was abnormal, showing cerebral atrophy and some ischemic white matter changes with one basal lacunar infarction dash old. New paragraph, her neurological examination otherwise appears to be normal, with the exception of some cognitive decline and possibly reduced insight. New paragraph. The laboratory testing that we have completed has been returned, showed nutritional insufficiencies with unrecordable niacin levels, new paragraph. She has evidence of dyslipidemia that would require further investigation and treatment, new paragraph. Alzheimer's screening testing was positive for Alzheimer's risk, new paragraph. Diagnostic impression. Findings of cognitive decline with clinical history of moderate to severe alcoholism recently reduced in consumption. Subparagraph, findings of cerebral atrophy-degeneration with biochemical determination of possible Alzheimer's risk. New paragraph, recommendations. Considering the findings of her testing, I would recommend the following. Number one, home sleep study for exclusion of dyssomnia contributing to her symptoms. Number two, high-resolution 3D neuroquantitative brain imaging, MRI, for further evaluation of cerebral degeneration and Alzheimer's risk. Number three, consider amyloid Alzheimer's PET imaging for further evaluation and consideration of treatment. Number four, therapeutic treatment, women's daily vitamin for women over 50 and niacinamide 500 milligrams, one tablet capsule daily for 3 months with one refill. New paragraph. I explained today to Catherine and her husband the nature of her cerebral degeneration as defined on her current imaging study, the need for further evaluation and testing, and consideration for treatment for cognitive impairment. New paragraph. We will complete her diagnostic testing, and when I see her for review, we'll discuss therapeutic intervention for improvement in her cognitive functioning. New paragraph. I'll send a follow-up report when she returns. So I respectfully with my professional signature.